just sort of curious how you'd characterize what Brandon Browner has brought to the defense, and if you think of, you know, any player that might closely align with what he brings that you've coached with and that you've coached in the past.
Browner's really, I mean, bought into everything and done a really good job with everything we've asked him to do since our spring OTAs and then in the training camp. Of course, he knew that he was going to be, you know, ineligible for those games, but he's always had a great work ethic and competitive attitude about everything he was doing, just trying to get better, trying to learn his system, you know, be acclimated to a new team. Missed that time at the beginning of the year, but, you know, has just picked up right where he left off when he was able to, you know, return to practice and working on the field. So, you know, it's been good, really. I'm excited for it to do everything we've asked him to do. Learns well, has good understanding of concepts. He's done a lot of different things for us schematically, and he's tried to embrace it and do the best he could.
And I don't know, you know, it's hard. I know every player is different. I'm just curious if anyone comes to mind to you, the players that you've coached, whether it be the, you know, the size that he has at the position, which is a little bit unusual maybe, or just the physical edge that he brings that maybe brings to mind anyone else that you've coached that maybe brought that to your teams.
Close comparison. There'd be similarities but differences.
Abel, just to stick with the secondary here real quick, we got a chance to talk to Revis last week, and he kind of reflected back on training camp and just how far the secondary in particular has grown since then, where they had, you know, you had a lot of new guys coming into the system and learning the system. I'm wondering what role you think Devin Cordy has played in contributing to the cohesion to that or of that unit to this point in the season.
A lot. Yeah, I think Devin's, you know, really done a good job for us trying to pull it all together. Communication always starts the inside out, you know, your middle linebacker or position. And you know, has a lot of experience out there for us, and he's got a real good understanding of all our defensive concepts. Of course, he's played corner, so he has an appreciation for that position and what those guys, you know, need to know, how important it is for them to, you know, get confirmation from the safeties on, you know, where the safeties are and how the corners can depend on them.
Just a couple quick things. I should have done my homework, but a two-part question about their offense, Indianapolis, is I didn't know if you defended Luck differently out of the shotgun and under center, and if he presents different problems. I know it's probably too general a question. Then I want to know just what your how you judge Bradshaw and Richardson, et cetera, and their running backs, and what kind of percentage they play in their offense.
Well, with the running backs, we see both guys. I'd say Bradshaw's in there in a few more passing situations, but he's kind of their third down guy, but not always, because they do some no huddle and, you know, at times they just go. I'd say, you know, Richardson's, you know, a little more of an early down guy, but he's good in the passing game too. They get him the ball on you know, outlet pattern, screen passes. He has good hands. So both guys are effective runners and receivers. And then, you know, the under center shotgun thing, I mean, that's something that every week I think the defensive players have to be aware of. And it's true with Luck. There are certain plays that, sometimes you can eliminate some things. You can eliminate some plays out of the shotgun or out of under center that don't show up in the other. There's also some carryover and of course any tendencies that a team has, you've got to be ready for them to break them because they'll study those too. But I just think there are certain things that are easier to do from the shotgun. Certainly drop back passing game. There's usually a little less play action and it's not as, you know, aggressive of a fake. You know, the slip screens and all are usually more shotgun plays just so the ball is being lateraled out there. You know, things like that. But, not really enough to, you know, I'd say to override, the rest of the situation, which is the personnel and the down and distance. So, you know, it's a little bit of an indicator and a factor that we monitor from week to week, but it's not, usually not one of those that's overriding.
Got it. Thank you. Sure. Is he, real quick follow up, is he more of a threat, than most? He's so powerful as a runner. Is that something that you really take into account with him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is very much. He's big, like you know, like Roethlisberger is big. So he's hard to get down. Even when you get him, you get a hold of him, or you get a chance to hit him. He's got good balance, real good playing strength. He can stand in there and throw the ball to guys hanging on him. But he's fast. He can run out of the pocket, break tackles. You know, pretty close to you have to treat him like a running back. He's not an easy guy to get down, and he has good speed. So he's definitely a factor, you know, much more than, you know, what we've seen from many of the quarterbacks this year, probably half of them. He's in that upper echelon of being able to throw, but also being able to run, be elusive, and break tackles with his strength.
Thank you so much.
Terry, did your hand up?
Is that me here?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Bill, I just wanted to ask you about some of the penalties across the league, just having a chance to take a look at some of the numbers league-wide. It looks like I think the top six teams or the six teams with the most defensive penalties called against them are either in first or second place in their division and all obviously have winning records. And I know the Seahawks were up there in terms of penalties last year. And I'm just wondering if, in your eyes, if that is sort of a statistical anomaly, or is it possible to play a style that's conducive to winning but also may lead to more penalties?
Yeah, I think it just, you know, just creates more opportunities for our opponents. It gives them extra plays on our defensive penalties, and it negates yardage on offense and puts us in long yardage. You're right. We've been able to overcome, you know, a few of them, but they've also gotten us into a lot of trouble. And, you know, in the long run, it's certainly not the way we want to go. We want to try to play penalty free and take advantage of extra opportunities that our opponents give us and not give them to them. So, we're going to continue to work hard on it. It's certainly an area that hasn't been good for us over the course of the first nine games. And we're trying hard to correct it. And I think if we don't correct it, it's going to cost us. So we're going to do all we can to coach it better and hopefully, you know, play it better.
Bill, it's Mike Reese. It's Mike Reese again. I know, you know, the injury stuff can be sometimes a little tricky. I'm curious if you'll allow, you know, on Chandler, if there's any concern that you wouldn't have him back this season, or if that hasn't even really crossed the mind at this point and he's making progress, if there's an update with Chandler.
No real update. He's been making progress. We'll, you know, list them weekly as we
are required to do on the injury and practice notifications, and whatever he's able to do, then that's the way it'll be.
Coach, I didn't know. Kind of a curious thing, but it may have some relevance. I didn't know if you'd seen the Alabama game last night, and I know you have the friendship with Nick, but is there anything about the overtime, that four down scenario, that you can borrow in terms of the mindset and four downs and scoring 25 yards? It just seems to me like it's so downhill, but it may be just an uneducated eye. Is there anything that you take away from that rule?
No, I mean, obviously it's clearly a different rule than what we have in the NFL. And,
right.
You know, the powers to be in the respective college and pro football have, you know, decided that's what they wanted. So that's what we'll play by.
Yeah.
I think you have to talk to the people that have made the rules and all that. You know, certainly they've been discussed at length and with a variety of different opinions. So why one is one way and the NFL rule that's been changed, you know, multiple times over the last few years. So I think really that's more of a question for the league and the competition committee to explain. You know, we just try to coach the best we can within what we have to work with.
That's fine. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.